Now 15, the start and end of the story. Happiness is free and was yours since the start. Simply a choice coming from your head and heart. An expression of love, acceptance and gratitude. Not being committed to this could be seen as rude. It's not just about you and for those you care. Everyone deserves to be happy. It's only fair. Freely given with an unlimited supply. Treating others as yourself, you yourself want to be treated. Shall we give that a try? Being attached to the ever-changing dynamics and stories of life is an excellent way to attract a lot more trouble and strife. We make up so many tales about who we are. So much delusion simply won't get us far. No need to defend your ego, as it doesn't really exist, or being physically immortal, a thought to resist. These things give you unrecognized fear and stop you feeling good. You could consider yoga and self-realization. Maybe you should. Uniting with life and realizing your part. As an eternal being, you were here before the start. The oneness of life in the circle of totality that drops the same as the ocean in all reality. Dharma and karma are both words and concepts, both worth learning about. The yogis spoke quietly, they rarely shout. Just like your inner voice, that's sweet and calm. It's the one always championing you, never causing harm. As I write, the sun illumines my face. Humanity's so genius, but we're a funny race. The big blue sky with the sun's golden light, like the spot of people's third eye, blazing bright. It's time, good people, to turn around and go back in. Not realizing who you are could be a sin. Within each person lives eternal glory, and that, my friends, the start and end of the story. Hope you love the poem. To hear any more, please visit www.jamartin.xyz. Thank you very much and have a wonderful day. Thank you.